As Ali Barrett reported, the issue of poverty in Africa topped the agenda of the Group of Eight Nations' three-day annual summit. As G8 leaders held talks with African heads of state, activists accused the rich nations of backpedaling on pledges to increase aid to the world's poorest continent. Mel Bearden is the advocacy press officer for the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development. She says that CAFOD is calling for G8 leaders to fulfill their 2010 goals.
CAFOD and our campaigners are calling for is for the G8 leaders to keep their promises. In 2005, the G8 leaders promised to increase the annual aid provision by $50 billion by 2010. On current trends, they will miss this target by $30 billion. So we want them to fulfil the commitments that they have given. At times such as now, when the food crisis is in our midst and we've been seeing devastating effects of cyclones across the world, this is the time that commitments are really needed to be fulfilled. And we need to see more and better aid, those commitments fulfilled, and we also need the G8 to address the issues of how the industrial countries will face their own responsibilities in cutting emissions, but also help those in the poorest countries to cope with the effects of climate change. It's the poorest countries that have done the least to contribute to climate change, but they're the ones that get hit hardest.